This blog is called Everyday Leadership. Now, Obama is Obama, Trump is Trump, and you and I can choose to be everyday leaders. 324,707,000 people reside here. It's pretty wonderful and pretty crazy that as one out of 324,707,000, each of us feels entitled to have our voice matter in this representative democracy. Doesn't it seem humbling on the one hand or grandiose on the other that we should think we would get our country our way? It's amazing and so cool that each of us is 0.000000003247707 of the population, yet we care so deeply. As I wrote last week on the day before the election, I believe we have an autoimmune condition. Our country is warring against itself. That is hardly any different today. Clearly, it is different that Trump, not Obama, is soon to be head of this body politic, but the body is no less divided. I offer a strategy to do your part as that one out of 320 million to make both America great again and show we are stronger together. It's a strategy for work, family, or your ongoing civic conversations. 1. Throw away our boxes and listen. Silence the urge to reply and listen more. It's a great discipline to build every relationship you are in, and it's hard. I'll bet at least 90% of those reading this are already reading to see if they agree or disagree, deciding which box to put me in, the right box or the wrong box. Indeed, you may be leaning, I like or hate where Mulhern is heading. But forget that. Try to wonder and not know just yet. Don't need to drop me in the true box, i.e., I agree with Mulhern, or the false box, i.e., I don't agree with Mulhern. Here's what happens when we box people. When many Republicans read me, they grossly misunderstand me, inferring things I would never imply. After a sentence, they think, I've heard this 1,000 times, and are ready to argue. I wish they'd just ask questions rather than prove they are right. Let me hasten to add, I make the same mistake with them, and newsflash with many of my liberal friends, as I quickly see their thoughts as challenges to my ideas and identity, and think I have to prove them wrong, at least in my head. Why can't I just try to fully understand them for what they think, for their views? Why? This is not rhetorical. Why do we feel we have to prove others wrong and ourselves right? A more personal example. Jennifer and I had a rare and voluble and painful disagreement on our 30th anniversary trip while we were in Venice. Why did Jennifer have to be right or wrong? i.e., agree with me or not? Why couldn't we just listen and understand, as we did the next day when we had cooled off? When a coworker has a different view, why can't you learn more about them and what they see and how they think? Why does your teenager who is pushing back have to be wrong? After all, we live in an incredibly complex, non-black and white outer world, and our inner worlds almost always display mixed feelings. So why must we straitjacket the world into binary choices, right, wrong, smart, stupid, feminist, sexist, enlightened, ignorant, etc.? If we listen, we might hear their ambivalence, their subtlety, and we might also hear their fear or their compassion or their guilt, thus finding out that they are not terrible or cruel people, but passionate as we are. And we might hear our own mixed feelings and subtler thoughts and be able to learn both about ourselves and about them. One more word about listening to the music, the emotions, and not just the lyrics or the words. On the level of emotions, many people were really afraid of what Trump was saying. And on an emotional level, many other people were really afraid that the left didn't care about their struggles and pains, and yes, their morals. I know some will put me in the box marked false equivalency here, but there is an equivalency of emotion, of people feeling overlooked, threatened, marginalized, unprotected, whether they are white or black, gay or straight. And maybe, just maybe if we listen so that people feel understood, we can forge out of this potential nightmare a vision of a better America. This may seem impossible. If you voted for Clinton, you may not feel like your 1 out of 324,707,000 votes counts. If that scares you, I'd say make it count by listening as much as by speaking, by making your corner of America a little smarter, a little more tolerant, a little more caring. If we had won, I think the advice would have been the same. Listen to lead with your best self.